Let Pickle ring now, be forgotten. Old Rumbold has wiped off his scores since Presbyter Jack went a-plotting the Jesuits' turn out of doors. For brewing, swilling of treason, king killing without reason of all the pack, noble or peasant, none can exceed old Presbyter Jack. First the hot sectaries voted 'twas treason to murder the king, and next the bold regicides plotted to compass the very same thing. Their votes an arbitrary power that sent the lords to the tower, we now see plain. Every hour they'd the old game play over again. Rumsey and Rumbold indented at Hoddesdon their ambush to bring, but heaven and the fire prevented, and providence guarded the king. The Whigs the treason propounded, but when the trumpet sounded for Cambridgeshire, all were confounded, taken or fled, both peasant and peer. Monmouth for wit, who was able to make to a crown a pretense, the head and the hope of the rabble, a loyal and politic prince. But now he's gone into Holland to be a king of no land, or else must be monarch of Poland. Was ever son so loyal as he? Lord Grey and Armstrong, the bully, that prudent and politic knight, who made of his grace such a cully, together have taken their flight. Is this your race's horse matches his grace's swift dispatches from shore to shore under the hatches? Now above deck you dare not appear. Brave Russell and Sidney the bully that stood for the holy old cause, and Trenchard drawn in for a cully in spite of allegiance and laws, and Wild Man too with his cannon, with Walcott, Smith, and Aaron, with Meade and Bourne. Every man on to Tyburn goes the next in his turn. Next valiant and noble Lord Howard, that formerly dealt in lamb's wool, who knows what it is to be towered by impeaching may fill the jails full. And next to him Colley Brandon, the wit and famous Hampden, must take his place, who did abandon all loyalty, religion and grace. Hone and Rouse the king and his brother that they were to kill him confessed, and now they hang up one another, Holmes, Blaney, Walcott and West. May all such traitors discarded to Tyburn be well guarded, and everything be so rewarded that would oppose so gracious a king.